Working in this business is not easy, my friends. I'll tell you, I do love this job. It's my absolute dream job, but I'm so happy that we have partner organizations that we work with all the time, like our friends over at PragerU. Now, PragerU does great work. My kids watch their videos. They do great stuff. I get great content from them for the show. So I was absolutely blown away when I saw that Google had removed the PragerU app from the Play Store for violating their hate speech policy. Blown away, but not surprised, I might say. Joining me now on the KVI studio line, PragerU's Chief Marketing Officer, Craig Strazzeri. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. Now, first question is, how long did this last for and they put you guys back on?
Yeah, they did end up putting us back on. So it was Friday morning when we woke up to an email from Google. As you said, unfortunately, not surprising given their track record of censoring any idea that they disagree with. But we received an email that said, after a recent review, we found that the PragerU app is not compliant with our policies and has been suspended and removed from the Google Play Store. And specifically, they cited that we violated their hate speech policy and sent screenshots to our latest short documentary called Dear Infidels, which highlights how radical Islam poses a significant threat to America and the West. And so they said that video violated their hate speech policies and without warning, just completely removed the app from the App Store. And again, we're not immune to these types of things. We've sued Google and YouTube in the past because they've restricted and censored hundreds of our videos on YouTube. So this isn't our first time being involved in this fight. But unfortunately, it was very jarring to wake up to our app just completely gone. And so then there was a public outcry on Friday. You know, a lot of people came to our support to highlight and emphasize how outrageous this was. And then in the afternoon, we noticed that the app was back up on the Google Play Store, and we got an email from Google that said, after further review, we think we realize we made a mistake, and your app is now back. And, you know, between us and everyone listening, they didn't make a mistake. They were just trying to see what they can get away with, and I don't think they realized how much, you know, both we and all of our supporters would be fighting back.
Now, also, according to recent polling, the overwhelming majority, I mean like over 70% of Americans, support Israel and its war against Hamas. They oppose Islamic terrorism. I can't believe it's as high as 20% or something that doesn't oppose that. But this should be something that most people agree with. So what were they really mad about with regard to your video? What do you think it was that set them off?
Yeah, so that's not exactly clear, which is part of the problem is they're so vague in their statement, and they in their email to us just recite their hate speech policy, which I'm reading from now. Says we don't allow apps that promote violence. Well, clearly PragerU is not promoting violence or inciting hatred against individuals or group based on race, ethnicity, origin of religion, disability, age, nationality, et cetera, et cetera. None of those things that we've done. So, you know, one is left to only guess. It's a guessing game because they're so vague and they're intentionally vague. They don't want to make it clear because if they had to make it clear, it would be obvious that they don't have the truth on their side. So, you know, one can speculate and one can guess. And you know, we had CARE, come out and put a petition out against PragerU calling us Islamophobic after we released our short documentary. So one could guess they were alluding to the fact that we were being Islamophobic by releasing this documentary. But if anyone watches the documentary, they'll realize that's far from the truth. And what's really going on is, you know, whether it's this issue or any other of the litany of issues that Google has censored us for, they have a left-wing agenda and they just want to silence, you know, not only conservative voices, but any voice they disagree with. And this is just the latest example.
We're talking with PragerU's Chief Marketing Officer, Craig Strazzeri, about PragerU getting banned essentially from Google Play Store until the pushback came saying this is ridiculous. Isn't it ironic, though, that you guys are showcasing the violence and the terrorism of Islamic jihadism, and yet they are blaming you for exposing it? I mean, we're seeing this across social media platforms all the time. My stuff gets taken down on a regular basis for showing what's happening with Islamic terror.
I know. We truly are living in an upside down world. And, you know, we make a 20-minute documentary. And if you haven't seen it, I really encourage your audience to go to PragerU.com and watch it. It's been getting some great reviews. It's got already nearly 2 million views, which is a part of the suspicion as to maybe what their problem is with it is they don't agree with what we're saying. And a lot of people are watching it. It's, you know, going viral on social media and on our website at PragerU.com. So I think think that's the crux of it, is the success of the documentary that they don't like. But exactly to your point, we're highlighting the dangers of terrorism, which you would think 100% of the people would be on board with. And yet they're attacking us, not the ideology that promotes the terrorism, but they attack us for highlighting it, which is, again, it's an upside down world that we're living in. But we have to fight back. We can't just this is what they want. They want to bully you into submission so you don't say anything and then you just give up and you stop speaking. But we're fighters at PragerU, and we're going to continue to fight for the values and the freedoms that have made America one of the best countries in the world.
Now, as I mentioned, I love PragerU's content. We use it on the show all the time. We have your contributors on all the time. You guys do an absolutely great job. So now that you've kind of ticked off the left with this video, nothing new for you guys, though, by the way, what other projects do you guys have in the works? Because they could just randomly ban anything, anytime, anywhere. But what kind of stuff are you guys working on?
Yeah, so in terms of the documentary space, we're working on a documentary on crime, which will be a very important subject that, you know, hopefully we'll release later this summer or early fall. We're also doing a first for PragerU. We're working on a documentary focused on for teens. It's called The Void is the working title. And that's going to highlight, you know, the anxiety and the loneliness and the stresses that come with, you know, being a teen in today's world with the technology pressures and social media algorithms and all of that. So we have a couple great documentaries in the works. And obviously, our core product is the 5-minute video. We're continuing to push very important topics. We're covering the fentanyl crisis in an upcoming 5-minute video next month, which is very important. And one of our newer shows is Real Talk, a podcast with our CEO, Marissa Streit. And she's had some amazing guests coming up and a lot of very important issues. Again, also highlighting what's going on in our border, what's going on with the fentanyl crisis, what's going on in the education system. And then again, our weekly fireside chat with Dennis Prager, where he covers everything that's going on in our world on a weekly basis. So we have a lot of content on PragerU. And again, the best part about it, it's all free. Anyone can watch it. There's no paywalls. So we encourage your listeners, if they haven't heard of us before, to come check out our content. But yeah, we have a lot of great stuff in the works, and we're excited to keep going.
My kids love your social media content. And actually, I got to say, it warms my heart when they come in the room to show it to me. Not just because I love you guys, but also because it means they're not looking at the other stuff. And they're coming in and go, Dad, did you see this? It's just a great moment. Craig Strazzera, you guys are doing a great job. He's the PragerU Chief Marketing Officer. You guys are just doing an incredible, incredible work. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate your support.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.